How about this? Crossing Lake Michigan, not by flying, not by boat, but on stand-up paddle boards? That's what Andrew Pritchard and four of his friends are fixing to do. Andrew, crossing Lake Michigan on a paddleboard, where'd this idea begin?
Really, about a year ago, I would think, just with all of us getting into stand-up paddleboarding over the last few years. When you live right by Lake Michigan, it's always a strong draw when you look across and think it would be a great challenge and really fun to try to cross it.
Yeah, you're doing this not only for fun and the challenge of it, but you're doing it to help the Alliance for the Great Lakes.
That's right. We're trying to raise $10,000 for the Alliance for the Great Lakes.
Well, what would this course be? How many miles and where would you go?
It's going to be 58 miles, and what we're looking at doing is starting in Algoma, Wisconsin, and basically paddling as straight as we can to the east, arriving hopefully in Frankfort, Michigan, somewhere around 20 to 24 hours later.
Wow. Talk to us about logistics a little bit. I know you've got to have a support boat, yeah?
Absolutely. We've got a large charter fishing boat that's well-equipped with communications and emergency gear, as well as radar and things like that, which will help us steer clear of any freighters out on the lake. So it'll carry supplies if we need them, but we're going to try to be as self-sufficient as possible on our boards and have, you know, food and water on the deck with us.
So that's the idea, is you are going to stay on that paddleboard. You're not going to, like, hop off and take a breather on the support boat.
That's it. I mean, we'll probably be taking plenty of breathers, but we'll be staying on our boards. We'll sit down on those and grab a bite to eat or something to drink. If you're on the boat, that's when you're giving up the attempt at crossing, basically.
Now, how high could the waves get? I'm sitting here going, what if a storm comes up and how angry could those waves get?
We're going to keep an eye on the weather, obviously, and we're only going to attempt it when the weather outlook looks good. Both of the captains that we've been working with are very experienced on the lakes and know what to look for. But yeah, I mean, the lakes, they can get pretty angry at times. I think that the largest recorded wave ever on Lake Michigan was 28 feet high. That was during the middle of November gale. We're not likely to run into anything like that this time of year, but it's certainly not beyond the bounds of possibility to have 4 to 6 foot wave or even bigger if the wind really gets up.
What are you thinking will be the biggest challenge for you personally, Andrew?
For me, I think it's going to probably just the exertion of paddling that far. When you're on a stand-up paddleboard, you're using almost every muscle in your body. You use your lower body and your core for balance, and then your upper body to drive you through the water. So it's a fairly strenuous activity, and 60 miles across open water on Lake Michigan is going to be pretty challenging. So I think it's just the physicality of what we're doing, and I'm sure if we make it that far, the last 5 or 10 miles are just going to be particularly grueling, seeing the shore so enticingly close and yet so far out of reach.
At least you don't have to worry about a shark.
Well, that's what we're told, at least. So we'll let you know if we see any of those.
When do you think you're going to go out, Andrew?
Right now, it's entirely weather-dependent. We haven't had too many really good windows to attempt it, but we're hoping it's going to take place on Labor Day weekend. We're keeping an eye on the weather, and we'd like to do it from Algoma to Frankfort, but if these east winds continue, then we may reverse that course and go from Frankfort to Algoma, but we're pretty determined sometime in the next few weeks to get this paddle completed.
Well, you can go to standupforgreatlakes.com and find out how you can support Andrew and the guys in their stand-up paddleboard trek across Lake Michigan, and all to benefit the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Well, good luck, and we want to talk with you after you've made this adventure happen, Andrew Pritchard. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.